This month, we want to highlight one of this country's defining musical institutions, the blues. Each of our neighboring southern states has placed a unique brand on the music's form and sound, including Florida. This month's podcast aims to prove it by joining forces with Florida's Got the Blues, a new exhibit presented by the Museum of Florida History. Florida's Got the Blues, opened through March 1, 2009, features rare 78 RPM recordings by the king of ragtime blues guitar, Jacksonville's own Blind Blake, and historically significant instruments including a national steel-bodied guitar owned by Tampa Red, the undisputed kingpin of Lester Melrose's Chicago-based Bluebird record label. Stage attire owned by the likes of Bo Diddley of Gainesville, Diamond Teeth Mary McLean of Tampa, and Ray Charles of Greenville, Florida, as well as stunning photographs, ephemera, artifacts, interactive exhibits, and moving images give museum patrons a deeper understanding of the history of the blues music and Florida's contribution in shaping the genre. This podcast expands on some of the exhibit's lesser-known Florida blues musicians by presenting recordings captured live from the Florida Folk Festival stage, alongside more intimate performances documented by Florida folklorists working in the field. Everything from Diamond Teeth Mary and Willie Green's Body Blues to Roy Bookbinder's Fingerstyle Rags, Johnny Brown's Slide, Emmett Murray's Electric Guitar, and Moses Williams's Diddley Bow, including performances by Ida Goodson, Ella Mae Wilson and Richard Williams, Charles Atkins, and Robert Dennis. It's all here. For more information on Florida's Got the Blues and museum hours of operation, contact the Museum of Florida History at 850-245-6400. To conduct research on, or obtain copies of recordings from, the Florida Folklife Collection, contact the State Archives of Florida by using the Contact Us link at the top of any page on the Florida Memory website, or by dialing 850-245-6700. In the meantime, it's our genuine pleasure to give you a real case of the blues. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Someday I will be free. I'm gonna treat everybody like they treated for me. Oh, baby, please hold me in your arms. Hear me. I'm begging, please give a poor dog a bone. You love me, you told me a lie. The day you quit me, honey, that's the day you die. Oh! Me to shake it on my bones, and every time I shake a skinny gal, I lose my home.
Can't see electricity when it's moving down the line. How in the world can you doubt it? You can surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, this old current you will feel. You won't need nobody, tell you that it's real. Now some people don't know good music when they hear it in the air. Some people, they don't know their God when they're kneeling down in prayer. Let me tell you something, and I ain't gonna tell you wrong. When you get salvation, folks, you know it by its tone. This old time salvation that he gave to me and you, I'm feasting on a mountain like Jesus told me to. Why, I'm drinking from God's fountain that runs from up on high, and I'm feasting on God's mountain where God's fountain won't run dry. You can't see electricity when it's moving down the line, but how in the world can you doubt it? You can surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, this old current you will feel. You won't need nobody, to tell you that it's real. Thank you. Some people don't believe in religion. Why, they think it's all a fake. But it's as real, good people, as eating a doggone T-bone steak. It's as sweet as any honey that any old bee could make, with a good old sugar molasses and a great big chocolate cake. You can't see electricity when it's moving down the line. How in the world can you doubt it? You can surely see it shine. When you seek salvation, it's current you will feel. You won't need nobody to tell you that it's real. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, it takes but the one thing grieves my mind. Well, it ain't, but the one thing grieves my mind. Well, it ain't,
honey,
but the one thing grieves. It is love.
Oh, love.
It is love. Oh, love. Oh, care is love. It is love. Oh, love.
Hey, baby.
Oh, care.
Cause
he didn't weep and he called me. It have called,
yeah,
me to weep and he called me to moan. It have called me to weep.
What to do?
And he called me to moan.
What to do?
Baby, have called me to lose my happy,
happy home.
Says I rollin' I tumblin' I cried a whole night long. Says I woke up that morning and I done all right from wrong. Says I fold my own Lord and I surely walked away. I said I didn't know my woman was gone. Treat me this the way. I said, that's all right, put him on your trouble gonna come someday.
I don't want to call you moaning.
when I knock upon your door. Early morning when I knocked upon your door, had enough to pull me. You didn't need me no pandan and bacon on my shelf. Feed my pandan mama and bacon all on my shelf. Now I'm getting done tired of sleeping by myself. Take me to cut the baby. Yeah. I make St. Louis by myself. Take me to cut the baby. Yeah. I'll have to make St. Louis all by myself. And when I get there, mama, you better not have nobody else. Woman, I love mama, fool, I crave to see. Woman, I love mama, fool, I crave to see. She's in Millport, she sure won't ride to me.
That's
baby, tell me how long. And dreaming gone. How long? How long? Please tell me how long. Need that right? If I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain, call my baby back. But how long? Tell me how long. How long? Tell me how long. Had an evening dreaming long. How long? How long? Oh, tell me how long. Woke up this morning by the break of day, had my head on a pillow where my baby used to lay, but it's so gone. Please tell me how long. Well, how long? Yes, how long? Tell me how long. Have that evening train been gone?
Here's the first song I learned to play on a guitar back in the early 60s. I was going to college on a GI Bill. Heard a fella playing a guitar like this, it tickled my ear. I didn't know at the time that it was going to ruin my life. I asked the fella if he'd teach me how to do such a great thing, and he said no. But when he put his guitar away, he gave me a phone number on a matchbook, AX17609. That was Reverend Gary Davis's phone number. And I heard about old Reverend Gary Davis, a blind preacher, used to sing on 135th Street in New York till folk music boomed back in the early 60s and Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded his song about Samson and Delilah. He made a pile of money, built him a house in Long Island we still lovingly refer to as the house that Peter, Paul, and Mary built. So I had the phone number, and I gave him a ring one day. Asked him if he could teach me to do such a great thing. He asked me if I had any money. I asked him, how much do you need? He said, $5 to get you started. Well, I had $5. I was going to college on the GI Bill. The United States government was sending me $100 a month. You got to love this country. I tell you, that was a lot of money back then. It was more than I was worth. I didn't give the government that much. Sailed around the Mediterranean, raising hell. Did a tour of Italy not too long ago. Started every night apologizing for being the teenager in the bell-bottom trousers with the little white cap that terrorized their villages. They didn't understand a word I said, so it didn't matter. So I got to Reverend Davis's house. It's a long story. Ain't got time to tell you, but it's all on my DVD from the National Storytelling Festival. Candyman,
salty dog.
Candyman, salty dog. Candyman,
salty dog.
If you won't be my candyman, I won't be your salty dog. So I got to Reverend Davis's house. He says, what can you play on a guitar? I played him some of this Candyman blues. Man, I was proud. He said, good God almighty, you sound like Dave Van Ronk. That was the best compliment I had ever had, but Gary never liked the way Van Ronk changed his songs. I liked it fine. Spent the next 6 hours trying to unlearn Dave Van Ronk's version of Candyman and learn Gary Davis's version of Candyman. Ended up, I couldn't please either of them, but they're both dead and here I am. Do anything in this God Almighty world to keep that Candyman home. Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida, woo, Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida, Big Leg Ida. I sure do love that Big Leg gal, God knows I do. Played that song for about 6 hours, and then Mrs. Davis called us up for supper. I knew something was brewing because the house smelled really weird. She had been boiling up turkey wings, served them with tomato paste on top and Velveeta cheese, had a big pot of collard greens going, full of pig parts. 1964, I was a long-haired vegetarian with a mustache. It was the most horrendous thing I ever smelled. But I had seconds remembering you gotta suffer to sing them blues. After supper, we was picking and grinning down the basement, smoking cigars. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, Reverend Davis? He said, Roy, that's what he called me by then. I said, I gotta get out of here. I got a philosophy class at 8 o'clock. So he said, don't forget. I said, shoot, forget. I'll never forget this as long as I live. He said, what are you talking about? I said, my guitar lesson and my supper. He said, don't forget you owe me $5. So I gave him five. That's where that expression started, 1965. Feel more and more like Forrest Gump as time goes on, I swear. Next day I was back at 10:30, forgetting all about Mrs. Davis might serve lunch. She did. Ronnie, get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Ronnie, get the bucket, get the baby some beer. Do anything in this God Almighty world to keep that Candyman home. Third day, Reverend Davis told me not to come by anymore because he was going on a tour. I said, you're going on a tour? I got $50 saved up. Maybe I'll go on a tour with you. And he laughed at me and said, $50 ain't going to get you very far today. But before I left, he said, if you want to go on tour, you can be here tomorrow morning at 6:30. Bring you $50. I'll take care of the rest. Not that I need you, you understand. I said, okay. So I got to old Reverend Davis's house at 6:30 in the morning, banging on the door. And Mrs. Davis came to the door in a house dress with her hair up in curlers. She said, what are you doing here? I said, Reverend Davis said I could go on the tour. I had my little valise with me and everything. She said, well, that train ain't leaving till 6:30 tonight. He's sound asleep. Come in, I'll make you some breakfast. I said, Lord, have mercy. Gingerbread Man, Dave Van Ronk. Gingerbread Man, Dave Van Ronk. Candy Man, Santa Claus. Well, a gingerbread man with a raisin for a nose, going to eat him just as quick as I can. Give you the short version of that song. Thank you, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Let me give you this other one I fixed up not too long ago now. This world is getting a mess. You see it every day. When war breaks out, it's gonna be hell to play. I'm gonna dig myself a hole and move my baby when I'm underground. I'm gonna dig myself a hole and move my baby.
I'll be glad when you W.C. Handy did this next tune. He's known as the father of the blues. There's a tune called St. Louis Blues. I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down, Lord. I can be, yeah, yeah. That girl got all.
Thank you.
Drink like
What's a play?
Just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was down here in Tennessee. Boy made his living stealing chickens and anything he could see. The Popeye man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. If a freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, the boy would always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around, but he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now you know the police hired them an automobile with the purpose just to chase old Boone. They chased that cat from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 the next afternoon. While that Popeye man runs so fast that fire did come from his heels. He burned up the cotton and he scorched the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a traveling man. Like I said, he certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. He traveled everywhere. Ooh, he was known for miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. You know, this boy went to the spring one day to get himself a pail of water. The distance that he had to go was about 2.5 miles in a cold. He got there and got his water. Like I said, he started back. Then the boy stumbled and he fell down. Ran back to the house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. He was a traveling man, certainly was. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. He traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around. Didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Ooh, that boy was on the Titanic ship when it was going down. The boy was standing out by the port side. That's right, he had his head hung down. When the boy jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool, but about 2 minutes right after that, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that. You know that he traveled everywhere. He was known for many miles around. Didn't get caught in a whoop till the police shot him down. Now you know the police caught the traveling man. They had him up to hang one day. The juryman of the day asked that cat just what did he have to say. Why he begged the jurymen to bow their heads. Bow their heads in prayer, crossed a leg and he winked an eye, and he went up through the air. He was a traveling man, like I said.
We'll be right back.
time for you.
Summer. gap ringing away all night long.
Honey, please don't let your baby down.